listening to Environmental Health Chat, a show from the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences that explores the connections between our health and our world. I'm Ashley Ahern. Today, we're going to meet two scientists from California who are collaborating on some interesting research.
Hi. Okay. So my name is Jessica Cabrera, and I am 18 years old, and currently I am in my final year of high school. I'm about to graduate.
My name is James Earl Shear Nolan. I'm the Community Science Manager at CERCH, the Center for Environmental Research in Children's Health, which is in the UC Berkeley School of Public Health.
These two may seem like unlikely collaborators, but they're part of a community-based participatory research group that has been working in the Salinas Valley of California, where Jessica is from, for more than 20 years.
I actually live in the east side of Salinas, and there's a bunch of fields and farm workers out here. You know, that's what Salinas is known for, its agricultural community. And from my house, it's like a 5-minute walk and you'll be at a field. It's very close.
Jessica's parents and grandparents worked in the strawberry fields of the Salinas Valley.
My grandparents, I remember how they'd always have to wear specific layers of clothing to protect themselves from specific pesticides that were being sprayed on the fields. So that was just something I saw firsthand.
Exposure to agricultural chemicals like pesticides and herbicides can affect human health. To better understand that, researchers from UC Berkeley partnered with La Clínica de Salud de Valle Salinas, a local health clinic. Together, they began a long-term study called the Chamacos Study. Chamacos means little children in Mexican Spanish.
That work really started with a cohort of pregnant women and their children, and we've been following up with them ever since. So ever since 1999, all the way up until now, really thinking about what exposures they might have in their normal day-to-day lives and how those might affect health outcomes and larger even trajectories of health.
With funding from the NIEHS and US EPA, the Chamacos study has followed hundreds of kids in the community as they've grown up, tracking things like neurodevelopment and behavior, respiratory symptoms, obesity, and other health outcomes. But the research collaboration has evolved into more than your typical long-range cohort study. 10 years ago, the Chamacos Youth Council was formed to engage young people from the community, like Jessica, in conducting the research itself.
I wasn't until the Youth Council that I got to learn science in a welcoming and fun and friendly environment that really opened me up to what science can be. And I got to learn science through physical application of it.
Youth Council members meet 2 to 3 times per month for a few hours. They help gather data, process results, and do outreach around the findings. They get credit towards required community volunteer hours from their school, and they also get training on professionalism, PowerPoint presentations, college applications, and some of them can apply for paid summer jobs doing the research. Jessica joined the Youth Council 3 years ago as a sophomore in high school.
And it really made me think of this, the public health side to science, and how public health and science and people just correlate, and using the science to help people use it to fix issues at a large. And that to me is really interesting, and it's why I would want to pursue it, you know, when I graduate and go on to college.
Jessica and James have been collaborating on what's called the LUCIR study. The study looked at exposure to carcinogens from household cleaning products and what happened when study participants switched to green products. More than 80% of professional household cleaners in California are Latina. Jessica helped gather and process data from 50 households in Salinas Valley.
What we did was we did 2 visits. And in the first visit, we used air monitoring backpacks to sample data through the air. And we'd have the participants use their conventional products. And in the second visit, we'd give them green cleaning products and have them do the same thing, you know, clean with the products that were given to them.
They found statistically significant decreases in carcinogens, like 1,4-dioxane and chloroform, when study participants switched to the green cleaning products. And the research has brought changes in Jessica's own household. Her family has switched to using green cleaning products. But, she says, we're all creatures of habit.
The best we can do is to encourage people to make the conscious decision to switch to a better decision that may benefit the overall health. And, you know, it's better for the environment, and all we can do is inform, right? And hope that people switch.
So how do you get through to more people to change their behavior? Well, Jessica and the other members of the Youth Council came up with an idea.
last summer, actually. We worked on creating multiple infographic videos. And I'm really proud of what we made and what the Lucide team came up with. For the most part, including myself, it was mostly our first time animating and, you know, digitally drawing and using all this new technology.
They learned professional video animation and production software, and they created several short public service announcement videos in English and Spanish that were just right for sharing on social media. In one Spanish version, two women are in a grocery store debating over which products to buy.
Amá, este producto no es seguro.
¿Por qué? Huele bien, es barato y todos lo usan.
Sí, amá, pero lo que la mayoría de la gente no sabe es que los químicos en productos...
And in the video, we talk about ways to reduce exposure when cleaning, how to opt for green cleaning products, and even came up with a narrative story about how harmful repercussions can come when mixing products together.
In another video in English, it shows two small children playing with toxic cleaning chemicals they found under the sink.
Look what I found.
Wow, let's make a potion. Mine's gonna be purple.
What are you guys doing?
Nothing.
You know, if you asked me 2 years ago if I thought I'd be involved in an animated PSA series, I'd be like, what are you talking about? So that's another one of the beautiful things about working with youth is that creative and, you know, deeply insightful perspective they bring to thinking about dissemination.
James has dedicated his career to community-based participatory research. Engaging the community in the research and working with young people like Jessica is making the science better, he says. The research is more relevant and designed to inspire changes in behavior that make people safer. Sharing that research with the community is also really important. James and other members of the Youth Council have gotten creative about how to do that, with videos like the ones you just heard, but also murals, zines, even a Spanish radio novella series. James also helps organize public speaking events for Youth Council members like Jessica to talk about their findings with their community.
I did one in Spanish where I got to speak to the people of Salinas about ways to reduce exposures and ways to take preventative measures and how to just be safer. And I really feel glad to be an agent of change in my own community and to say that I'm helping people, you know, switch to green cleaning, which is overall better for their health and, you know, for the environment as well.
Has it changed at all, your involvement with the study changed your own dreams or hopes for the future?
Yeah, I'm about to graduate high school and I will want to be pursuing computer science and also plan to double major in public health. And my goal is to create systems for people like housekeepers who don't know the effects of inhaling chemicals or don't have the technological means to access the information and learn more about it, right? So I'd want to, you know, create apps and websites that would be user-friendly to help spread the information. And so I want to help make this access easier for the people and bring it back to my community, because this is really what inspires me the most to continue learning and to want to bring this access back.
How does that make you feel hearing her say that, James?
I think that makes the job worth it, you know?
Yeah.
It's always, you know, it's so much work just writing grants and doing the science and the research, right? And even more, you know, making sure that we're doing it in a responsive way and actively incorporating youth perspectives. And to hear a person who has this like really clear vision for like a very, you know, accessible and scalable solution that directly addresses, you know, potential health disparities, like Jessica talked about, you know, language challenges, language barriers, and specifically people in her community, like the potential for positive impact in her community is huge. The more people we have doing this kind of work, coming from different backgrounds, different cultures, the richer the work, the more robust the findings are, and also therefore the more advanced and sophisticated our solutions can be, right? The more effective.
Since it was created, more than 100 young people have been a part of the Youth Council and the collaborative research from UC Berkeley's Center for Environmental Research and Children's Health. James told me alums of the Youth Council have gone on to major in environmental science and public health in college, and some have been accepted to Masters of Public Health programs, which James says only makes him feel a little bit old. Big thank you to Jessica Cabrera and James Nolan. And congratulations to Jessica on your upcoming high school graduation. Best of luck with your future research. I'm Ashley Ahern. Thanks for listening to Environmental Health Chat.